Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Chicago, Falun Dafa procession stands out in Thanksgiving Day parade. International figure painting competition restores traditional aesthetics. On Thanksgiving Day, a professional football player thanks Master Li for teaching the Fa. Minghui Report, 274 Falun Gong practitioners arrested in October 2019. Hungary, raising awareness of the persecution of Falun Gong at 2019 World Conference on Traditional Chinese Medicine. And Stanford University, viewers learn about Falun Gong from the Art of Jen Shan Ren exhibition. Now for the stories.
Chicago. Falun Dafa procession stands out in Thanksgiving Day parade. Tens of thousands of spectators lined the parade route for the 86th annual Chicago Thanksgiving Parade, which was held this year on November 28th. The parade, which is one of the nation's largest and most popular Thanksgiving Day parades, was live-streamed on TV. The Midwest Falun Dafa Association was the first Chinese group to participate in this popular annual tradition, and this was Falun Dafa's 17th appearance in the parade. And this year, the Falun Dafa procession was at the beginning of the parade. The Falun Dafa float with its delicate decorations was impressive as always. Many spectators remarked on how beautifully the float was decorated. Some people followed the practitioner's hand gestures as they demonstrated the Falun Dafa exercises. Many groups from other states and countries participated in the parade. Local residents, governmental officials, and tourists were among the spectators. It was estimated that several million people watched the parade on TV. Rabia, her husband, and children took videos of the float and took a family photo with the float in the background. Rabia said, "I really like this float. They are meditating and their movements are so graceful." A woman from Indiana was delighted to see the Falun Dafa float. She said she loved the principles of Falun Dafa, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and that she'd tell her brother about it. Several Chinese people were among the spectators. They took photos, gave practitioners a thumbs up, and waved as the Falun Dafa entry passed by. A man from China who was in Chicago on a business trip said he'd seen several Falun Dafa parades and knew that the Chinese Communist Party persecutes the practice. He was happy to renounce the CCP and its affiliated organizations on Thanksgiving Day. A group of Chinese students were visiting Chicago during the Thanksgiving holiday. Two of them agreed to quit their membership in the CCP and its youth organizations after seeing the practitioner's entry in the parade.
International figure painting competition restores traditional aesthetics. New Tang Dynasty Television's fifth international figure painting competition was held at the Salmagundi Club in New York on November 24th through 30th. This year's figure painting competition received more than 400 submissions from 258 artists in 46 countries. The judging panel then selected 103 of these works for exhibition, and 63 of the works were honored at an awards ceremony held on Thursday, November 26th. An auction was also held for 48 of the award-winning pieces on Saturday, November 30th. One piece received the highest bid of $2 million. The painting competition aims to revive the traditional art of realistic oil painting and centers around the theme of pure truth, pure kindness, and pure beauty in the creation of human figure oil paintings using authentic academic realism painting techniques. Professor Zhang Kunlun, the head judge of the competition, said he was very appreciative of the artists who participated in the competition as they are helping preserve one of the best and most precious achievements of humanity. He said, "Nowadays, art has degenerated to the extent of the point of no return. So to see that there are still so many artists walking the path of tradition, we must do so. Our arts must return to the path gifted to us by the divine. Human culture has to be restored. This is evident.
On Thanksgiving Day, a professional football player thanks Master Lee for teaching the Fa. Paul Lin is a Falun Dafa practitioner from Sydney, Australia. He said, "It is Thanksgiving Day in the U.S., and my family and I send greetings to Master Lee and wish him a happy holiday." He says he is very grateful to Master Lee Hongzhi, the founder of Falun Dafa, for teaching him to be a better person. Paul Lin is 18 years old. He is a good-looking and cheerful young man, but he had an extraordinary childhood because he was born into a family of Falun Dafa practitioners in China. His parents and grandparents all cultivate the spiritual practice. His parents were imprisoned for their belief when he was a baby, so his grandparents had to raise him. Years later, he finally reunited with his parents in Australia, and he became a professional football player. Paul recalls, "My family told me that the police came to our house and arrested my father in October 2002 for hanging up banners about Falun Dafa. They ransacked the place and hit my mother, breaking her left arm. I was less than a year old then. My father carried me in his arms as the police took him to the station. I was frightened and cried nonstop. I was not fed for the entire day. My father was sentenced to 6 years in prison. My mother was sent to a forced labor camp for 3 years in April 2004 for putting up messages about Falun Dafa in public places. After that, my maternal grandparents took care of me. I missed my parents and often cried out for them. My father was finally released from prison after 6 years, but the police monitored him constantly. He took a risk and left the country on a boat. He was successfully rescued by practitioners overseas. Although he was safe, we were kept apart. In spite of the hardships he endured as a child, Paul considers himself very fortunate because his parents taught him Falun Gong from the time he was very young. He said, "When I participated in a trial training session for a professional football team in Sydney, I competed with several hundred players from all over Sydney. Only a dozen players would be chosen. In the trial game, I played with a calm mind. I held steady and was able to showcase my skills. After two rounds of trials, I was one of the players chosen for the team. I do not want to imagine what might have happened if I had not acted like a Falun Dafa practitioner." Paul also shared that since he has followed the teachings of Falun Dafa, he now gets along better with friends and family members.
Minghui Report, 274 Falun Gong practitioners arrested in October 2019. According to information compiled by the Minghui.org website, 274 Falun Gong practitioners in China were arrested and 127 harassed for their faith during October 2019. At least 152 of those arrested remain in detention at the time of this report. Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, is a mind-body practice based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. It has been persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime since July 1999. The arrests and harassment in October took place in 26 provinces and centrally controlled municipalities. 10 of the regions reported double-digit arrests, with Hubei province seeing the most cases at 53, followed by 41 arrests in Liaoning province. 24 of the targeted practitioners were 65 years old or older, with the oldest being 87. October 1, 2019 marked the 70th anniversary of the Chinese Communist Party's rule and was dubbed a most sensitive date by the regime. The preparations for large-scale celebrations across the country resulted in intensified persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in the months leading up to the anniversary. According to information compiled by Minghui.org, 922 practitioners were arrested in July, 548 in August, 636 in September, and 274 in October. Given the strict censorship in China, Persecution case statistics cannot always be reported in a timely manner, nor is all the information readily available.
Hungary. Raising awareness of the persecution of Falun Gong at 2019 World Conference on Traditional Chinese Medicine. Falun Gong practitioners in Hungary held 2 days of activities outside the venue for the 2019 World Conference on Traditional Chinese Medicine at the Budapest Congress Center on November 8th and 9th, 2019. The event attracted Chinese medical doctors and academics from all over the world, including China. Falun Gong practitioners introduced the practice to conference participants as they passed by and spoke with them about the Chinese Communist Party's 20-year-long campaign of persecution, including the state-sanctioned organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners. Practitioners collected hundreds of signatures over the 2 days. The director of the Hungarian Falun Dafa Association wrote an open letter to coincide with the event, which called on the Parliamentary Secretary of State of the Ministry of Human Resources to publicly express concern for Falun Gong practitioners who are being unlawfully detained, abused, and even killed for their organs in China. Passers-by paused to accept flyers, talk with the practitioners, and sign the petition. Many Chinese conference participants paused in front of practitioners' banners, read the posters, and took photos. One gentleman was taking a break during the conference and spoke with practitioners. He said he had visited Beijing in the late 1990s and felt that at the time the CCP had started to relax its control of people. But after reading the flyers practitioners were distributing, he said, he realized that the CCP's trampling of human rights had never ceased and was in fact even worse than before. A steady stream of conference participants came over during the event and signed the petition. One Chinese participant asked practitioners to help him renounce his membership in the Communist Party organizations that he had joined.
Stanford University. Viewers learn about Falun Gong from the Art of Jen Shan Ren exhibition. The Art of Jen Shan Ren, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance exhibition was held at Stanford University on November 22, 2019. The exhibition was held at the Old Union Clubhouse and sponsored by the university's Falun Dafa Club. The exhibition displayed 13 paintings about Falun Gong and Falun Gong practitioners, all painted by practitioners, as well as their uncompromising courage in countering the Chinese Communist Party's brutal persecution. Among the patrons were Chinese students, some of whom asked many questions after viewing the paintings, including about the divine realm and reincarnation. Some said they were inspired by the artworks. A scholar at Stanford who had studied in China for 6 years said he had heard of Falun Gong in China, but only learned about the brutality of the CCP's persecution after viewing the paintings. A couple from another state visiting their daughter at Stanford read the legend of each painting carefully. They said that each scene had an important story behind it and that these stories are often buried among all the news in the world. They added that they were amazed by practitioners' perseverance and courage. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org. Thank you.